This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, we got a great show teed up for you today. As usual, I shouldn't say anything other than that, should I? Because if I said we had a crappy show, you'd probably turn the channel, or you'd maybe stick around and go, huh, well, we got to see what that's all about. But a lot of us are car geeks, and we like watching TV, and Velocity's got a lot of great car shows, and the Motor Trend Group and all that. And making noise in the background is you hear Joe Martin. He's the host and owner of Velocity's Iron Resurrection with Martin Brothers Customs. How you doing, man?
Good.
Where are you today? Thanks, what are you doing? Yeah, thank you. What are you doing today?
Well, we're just here at the shop trying to finish up some projects, and just the usual thing here at the shop, banging on cars and trying to make a paycheck.
There you go. I know, right? And SEMA just around the corner. It is the Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show called SEMA, everybody. It's the big show for the year. It's not open to the public. It's industry only. And last year, I know I had you guys on the Craftsman stage. We were talking, and you had your wife and I think your brother. And it seems like it was just the three of you guys, but maybe you could tell the world about Iron Resurrection a little bit for those who are listening, because this goes out over almost 100 radio stations, and maybe not everybody's seen Iron Resurrection. It's not Iron Erection, it's Iron Resurrection.
That's so right.
Make sure we
make no mistake.
That's right.
Hopefully it'll give you an erection in some form of fashion. Well, you know, I mean, like you said earlier, we're all car geeks, and, you know, it's basically just, you know, a show about, you know, building the car, and you know, we go out and just, we try to hustle the car for a customer or for ourselves to build, and, you know, then we show the process of, you know, the car coming together.
Yeah.
You know, all the different processes.
All right, so a lot of people these days, they think these shows are faked. And I think, you know, that you guys are probably a good representation of just a real working shop.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the things when we signed on the deal. You know, we didn't want to do any goofy, dramatic, you know, made-up crap. We didn't want to, you know, goofy, made-up time frames, which, I mean, the time frames are there naturally. You know, we just wanted we wanted these guys to be kind of a fly on the wall.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of how we wanted to move forward with it. We said we're not going to be a part of any goofy stuff. I mean, I know there's a lot of scripted goofy stuff in shows that are inserted in, and I think that stuff put in those shows because people don't want to be real. They want to act like something they're not, and maybe they're just not that interesting at what they're doing. I don't know what it is, but,
right.
You know, I just I refuse for anything to be, you know, faked up, and, you know, what you see is kind of what you get with our show.
Well, you know, tell the world a little bit about, you know, these Martin brothers. Who are they? What are you guys, what, you know, where'd you come from?
Well, I was out of the Dallas area mainly. I live in the Austin area now. I just went to Texas, and I've just been a gearhead since just a little kid, and in my teens, you know, my buddies and I, we just, you know, working on our bicycles, and, you know, when we started driving, working on our cars, and then we'd go to street races, and you know, I just kind of fell into it naturally, I guess, just what I love doing, and this turned out to be my career. I didn't really mean for it to be. And things got going good for us, and it was just kind of myself and some friends tinkering around, and I had my brother jump on board and help me, and it's just the two of us, and then we hired on some other friends, you know, and this was probably the mid to late 90s. And so we've always done bikes and cars and whatever to pay the bills. Huh. And so we did some, we were fortunate enough to get some stuff with the motorcycles going on Discovery Channel back in the Biker Build Off days. We did 3 or 4 years of that series, and that kind of put us on the map as far as the bikes went. And I've always loved bikes and everything else, but cars were my real love. That's what I started doing.
Right.
And, you know, the bike thing kind of fizzled out, and the big paychecks from the bike went away. And so, you know, we just naturally went back to the car thing. And, you know, we just wanted to do what we love and make a paycheck and just stay busy. So, you know, we love working on everything. But
yeah,
with the show now, it's, you know, primarily the cars and it's what we're focused on.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me take a little break. Oh, geez, that's loud music. I want to ask you a little bit about what you guys are going to have in the new season. We'll come back after just a couple of minutes and find out what's going on at Iron Resurrection. You can also get it on the Motor Trend app. The series airs Tuesday nights on Velocity at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. Again, on Velocity. This is The Drive. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real world reviews. Find us online at TheDriveWithAlanTaylor.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
And I'm talking with Joe Martin. He's the owner and host of a TV show on Velocity Channel called Iron Resurrection. Martin's Brothers Customs there in outside of Austin somewhere. Austin, Texas, where he says the weather is not so good today. We're talking about his TV show. It's on Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on Velocity, also available on the Motor Trend app. So what's coming up for this season? Because a new season's starting up here.
Well, you know, Alan, we're actually 3 episodes in already.
Okay.
And so we got 7 more left.
Okay.
And so we're just kind of doing, we're not doing anything too exotic. I mean, we're just doing, you know, a lot of the, you know, trucks are big. You know, trucks are big in Texas. We did a truck, first episode, 71 C10.
Mm.
And, that was pretty cool. You know, we did trick frame, we did the LSA, and, you know, it looked like a farm truck with everything modern underneath. And,
right.
And,
trucks are big.
Cadillac we're doing.
Yep.
They are. Trucks are huge right now. And, you know, from the past seasons too, we get a lot of customers that email say, hey, you know, I like your show. We want you to build, you know, we saw the C10. We did a C10 season 2 also. And then so all of a sudden we get flooded with people, you know, 50 people want to build C10s again.
Right.
And then we did a Nova last season, and I get people wanting to build 67, you know, 50 people want to build a 67 Nova.
Jeez.
So it's, you get a lot of people that want to do the same thing. So, you know, we primarily have done GM stuff. We did a few Fords on it. I haven't done any Chrysler stuff yet. And we're hoping customer will step up. Do some Dodge Mopar stuff and maybe start a trend there.
Hey, I've got a 79 Dodge Power Wagon. So next year is the 40th anniversary of this truck, 79 Power Wagon.
Man.
3/4-ton, 4-wheel drive. I bought it for what I paid for it, $800. I mean, it was clean.
Oh wow.
Stole it. Anyway.
Hey man, collector's item one of these days.
I know. camper special too. Anyway.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Yeah, trucks are hot, man. So we try to put a truck in, and you know, obviously from Texas, people love the trucks here.
Right, right.
And so they're a big hit for us. We do have a Mercury. We got a 50 Mercury. You know, Mercury is such a common platform to customize over the years, as you know.
Yep.
And so we did one for a guy out of California. He's a really good customer, and put a few twists on it. We got Art Morrison frame. We did a bunch of metal work to the car. And so, you know, we're, like I said, nothing too exotic, but, you know, we're just kind of refining the, you know, the American favorites, really.
Yep.
you know, just trying to pump this stuff out and keep it on schedule.
What's the goal for the life and times of Joe Martin and family? What do you want to do in life, brother?
Well, you know, I mean, we're you know, obviously fortunate to have gotten this opportunity to do the TV thing because it's advertising I would never be able to afford, you know. Right. And so we've had some great customers step up and, you know, want to do some pretty involved projects. And that's kind of what we're seeking, really, is obviously from the advertising to gain some really good customers. But not necessarily do the volume. We want to have just a handful of cars in the shop and just really take our time and just not have to beat it, you know, to meet the TV schedule.
Right.
And so ultimately, after everything's all kind of blown over, we're hoping we gain some really good customers out of it and keep us fed and keep us loving, you know, what we're doing.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
I do.
That's all we can really ask for. So,
I got it.
Yeah, I mean, we're very fortunate to have this opportunity and to try to make the best of it.
Well, you know what? Keep it real. None of that fake stuff. You know, I mean, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Martin's Brothers Customs, Iron Resurrection. You guys can watch it Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central on Velocity, or you can download the app, the Motor Trend app. Find it there. You can find them on the web at Martin Brothers Customs, but it's Martin, B-R-O-S, Customs.com. And Joe Martin, thanks for being with us for a little bit. Keep up the good work. I'll see you out there at SEMA.
All right, Alan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Be good. All right, you guys. This is The Drive. Just fortunate enough to be able to talk to some of the movers and shakers in the auto industry and have a little fun with all them and all you. Take a little break and be right back with some more of this shenanigans. My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our next guest, an interesting new something for you, augmented marketplace. Have you heard of that? An augmented. It's like demented. No, augmented. This is an online marketplace called Shift, Shift.com. Toby Russell's there. He is the co-CEO of Shift Industries. Going to explain what an augmented marketplace is. I've heard of augmentation, breast implants. Nothing like that, though, right, Toby?
No, we're doing cars, so automobiles.
Okay.
Is the game here at Shift.
Fair enough. Well, when you say augmented marketplace, explain what that means.
So there are places like Craigslist where you can, you know, go and list your car and sell it yourself, and you have to deal with all the hassle and maybe have somebody come and buy it or not buy it. You have to meet weirdos and whatnot, is something that folks say. Instead, with Shift, what we do is you can go to shift.com. You want to sell your car. You enter in information. We'll give you an exact quote for what you can get for that thing. We'll actually come and pick it up from you and on your behalf post it online, wash it, detail it, and then when a buyer is interested in it, we'll bring it out to the buyer. And they can buy it right there at their home or work using our really differentiated mobile app that lets them get financing, warranty, do all the paperwork, title transfer. The idea is it's augmented because we use technology to do all the stuff that you would otherwise have to do yourself. Mm. But it is a marketplace, so we're getting cars from users and bringing those to other consumers.
All right, so I guess what you're doing is because we live in such a busy, busy world. I mean, a good example. My dad calls me. He's 90 years old. He says, I need some medications picked up at the store. My blood pressure's up. And I'm like, all right, well, I got an interview with Toby Russell. I can't come for an hour. But, you know, he can't drive. I'm too busy. I got to call somebody to help me. You guys, in this case, are the help when it comes to, I want to sell my car. I don't have time. I wish somebody would come and pick this thing up and go get it detailed for me, because I'm just too busy. I mean, that's where it's at, right?
Yeah.
God,
exactly. I mean, lots of people will actually not sell their car or buy a new car for years, like 2-3 more years after they decide they want to sell or buy,
right,
just because the experience is so bad and it's such a hassle.
So you don't have to, you don't have to deal with car dealers and salesmen in this case. This is a little bit of a different, and maybe you could, kind of help us to understand how this works. Who are they dealing with in that case? Shift?
It's Shift that you'll interact with. And so you don't have to deal with, you know, the other consumer, but you don't have to deal with a car salesman either. Shift is sort of facilitating with technology and really friendly, great people, what we call car concierges, the experience. So you can kind of think of it as interacting with a barista, as it were, instead of a car salesman. The person is really friendly, knowledgeable, can help you through the process, not going to try and push some specific agenda on you or anything along those lines.
Right.
And so by using technology, we're able to bring the cost down. We don't have like a physical retail presence that we have to cover, but instead you just shop online and then we bring everything to you. It's kind of like the era of, you know, the e-commerce and online shopping for the auto space. Mm.
I see here, I'm just looking at some information on you, Vice President of Capital One, where you oversaw mobile banking and helped change the way customers relate to their money. So did a light bulb go off one day and you went, I want a new car, but I'm sick and tired of dealing with car dealers and salesmen and weird people that I don't want them coming to my home. My kids, by the way, when they want to sell a car, I'm like, you meet them over at Albertsons or something. I don't want them coming here. I don't want people coming to your house, you know, right? They get mad at you. They come back and murder you.
Yeah, you get nervous about that. Right. You're like, hey, what's going on with that thing? A lot of people have said that trying to sell a car themselves is scary and uncomfortable, and there's a bunch of reasons why people don't want to do it,
right,
but there aren't necessarily great alternatives. And so we wanted to create that great alternative, both for selling and the buying. So yes, the light bulb that went off was in part, if you look at like the history of retail in the U.S., it kind of goes from small stores to big box to online. And the same thing is true. You know, you can look at that history in like Walmart, Amazon, you name it. In electronics, it went to like, you know, Circuit City, Best Buy, really like Amazon as another example, or books, same deal. And so that same thing is happening for auto retail. Started out with lots of small stores that, you know, see the folks like CarMax out there with like a big box model and an approach there. They spun out of Circuit City. That's sort of the next phase. But everybody sees where the future is headed, and it's all about online and technology. Mm-hmm. And so we've created a platform that actually allows you to end-to-end, not just like list a car like an auto online listing, but, and this is what we say, augmented marketplace. You literally can buy the car right there from the Shift website, which is a breakaway concept, but you can do it with a test drive. So there are other places out there who will let you buy a car, but you don't get to test drive it. And it's a really big deal for used car buyers to be able to both shop online and test drive. And that's what really Shift is bringing to the marketplace. We're just announcing actually a big fundraise with about $140 million coming together financing with Lithia, actually a traditional retailer.
Wow.
Supporting our growth and expansion, seeing the vision, seeing where we can go. And we're going to be growing within California and then beyond out across the country with this concept.
All I can say is Lithia is big. And if Lithia, I was going to ask you, what is what do you think the dealers are going to say about this, the conventional dealers? But Lithia is one of the biggest in America. And if they're getting in bed with you in this way, they must think you are on to something. Do me a favor. Let me have another segment with you. I want to ask you a couple more questions about this. You guys can check it out at shift.com, shift.com. We're talking with Toby Russell. He is the co-CEO of Shift Industries. Wow. We'll be right back. We'll learn some more together.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I was talking with Toby Russell. He is the co-CEO of Shift Industries, Shift.com. Just got a gigantic cash infusion from Lithia. Now, in my part of the country, I'm on the, I'm in the Pacific Northwest, and Toby is in the San Francisco Bay Area. Lithia is big, but Lithia is a big, big auto conglomeration. And I guess my first question is, did you say $140 million cash infusion?
Yep, we're between debt and financing, we'll be raising $140 million. And that'll bring the total equity and debt that we've raised at Shift to about $265 million. So we've really raised a lot of funds from a lot of people who are very excited to see the industry transform. And that is, a lot of folks are seeing the power of the internet and the ability for mobile technology to really change how we access vehicles. And Shift's making that happen.
Mm. So it has to be to where you have, what, franchises or something of local people that are doing this in San Francisco, in Sacramento, in L.A.? How's it going to work?
So we're both a technology creator and a jobs creator. Mm. So in each local market, we hire folks who work as concierges, is what we call them.
Okay.
And they're really fantastic folks. We really love our concierge team. They will bring the car out to you if you want to test drive it, or come pick up your car if you want to sell it. Now, the way that's all arranged is done totally online. So you can go to shift.com, enter in information about your car, get the price quote, arrange for somebody to come pick that thing up and sell it for you, or shop online, look at all the cars that are available, decide the one you're interested in, push a button, and one of our concierges will bring the test drive right out to you so that you can buy it right there and then on an iPad app that the concierge carries. So you can get financing, warranty, all of that, everything done through a technology platform that facilitates that transaction for you.
I mean, this is very bold. And have you already been doing this?
So we have. We launched in California, and we're now really the largest dealer in the Bay Area and one of the largest on the West Coast. And so we're really excited about growing out and both filling out our footprint in California. We serve about 80% of California now. We want to cover more and more here in our home market, as well as expand beyond into other markets, other states, and across the country.
Huh. So with that, I mean, for those car dealers listening going, holy macaroni, how is it going to affect the regular dealer? I don't know. I mean, the regular dealerships are probably shaking in their boots a little bit.
You know, everybody has their own plans and strategies. A lot of dealerships tend to do new cars. We're a used car only.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what we focus on is, hey, how do we help someone who wants to sell their car, a consumer that has the car, get that thing and get it sold? And so the bulk of our business is actually taking consumer cars from consumer to consumer. Hmm. You know, dealers tend to play in a lot of different spaces, new cars, buying cars from auction, you know, different sources, et cetera, and have maybe a different model than we do. So what we're really excited about is really allowing those consumer cars to go between people at high velocity, so to speak,
yeah.
With like no friction, all driven by a technology platform and friendly concierge folks who are working locally there, right there in the market.
Are you able to talk about how many cars you guys have sold in the last, say, year?
I don't have that number right on top, but it's, you know, in the many, many thousands.
Wow. Wowzer. So what is the long-term plans for this collaboration with Lithia?
So we really want to grow, expand to new markets, and then use a lot of the funding to build out our technology platform. We see just a ton of benefit, and over time can imagine potentially others taking advantage of the platform. Example, our pricing algorithm is something that is really special. Our ability to predict what a car is going to sell for in a market, we're going to be collaborating with Lithia on that, ingesting their pricing information, our pricing information, and the more data you've got, the better predictions you can make.
Right.
So what we could see others wanting to participate in that over time to get access to a great pricing platform, et cetera. But what we're really looking to do is our mission is to make car purchase and ownership simple. Today it is not. And most people who you talk to about buying or selling a car are like, whoa, like that thing is hard and I'm not excited to do it. Particularly, we've gotten a lot of feedback from users. If you're new to the country, And our female women users have told us, wow, I just feel quite discriminated against in this process. You know, I have to like go to my car guy, my husband, brother, uncle, cousin, friend, who will go and do the thing on my behalf, because I'm worried that I'm going to get taken advantage of, talked down to, or not get the right pricing that I need. And our philosophy is we want to make car purchase simple, understood as accessible to everyone. That's a big deal for us, and we think the technology has the ability to do that. We're looking to level the playing field using the technology for one consumer to be able to sell their car, someone else to buy the car, have it be a transparent, fair, simple, and indeed fun process for everyone. And that's something that we're big believers in. We see that happening across the country. We really share that core value with Lithia. That's part of why we're really excited to be working with Lithia. They're a very entrepreneurial company. They've been fast growing. They are now nationwide. And we are excited to kind of share in their goal of making car buying and selling more affordable, accessible, and transparent to people across the country using the technology platform that we've built.
What about financing and what have you, Toby?
Yeah. So as we got to going with the marketplace, like the number one thing that buyers would come back and ask for was, hey, is there financing with that? Like most people don't walk around with $20,000 in their pocket.
Right.
And so we had to build out really a fintech company, a financial financing capability within the Shift platform. We partnered with a series of great banks, and we're growing that list to have folks really bid on the business for Shift customers. So a Shift customer can apply for financing right there on an iPad app. That gets syndicated out, so to speak, to a bunch of different banks. The banks come back with bids, and then the customer gets to pick what offer they're going to take to be able to buy that car with financing right there on the spot during their test drive.
It sounds like you have thought of everything. This is definitely a bold move, but you know what? What is the fortune favors the bold. There you go. I think this is cool.
Indeed true.
Yeah. All right. Shift.com partnered up now with Lithia. And you guys, we should all check it out. Shift.com. Toby Russell. I think all that Capital One stuff worked out with you, when you like that fintech stuff you talk about there. That can't hurt you, because people want financing, insurance, and all that. Listen, I wish you the best of luck. I will give this a try. Thank you, Toby.
Thanks, Alan. We'll get you a good car, man.
All right. I love how our industry continues to evolve and change. That's what it's all about. This is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. And I did drive my Demon in today, and I wish everyone could go to work in a Dodge Demon, because it changes your outlook on life. George Kennedy joining us now, freelance automotive journalist. He works for Car Gurus, Boston Globe, U.S. News and World Report, and others. George, what's going on, brother?
Hey, good to be with you, man. I cranking away just like you, working our butts off and doing fun stuff. I saw you were at Monterey.
Yep.
And that looked awesome. But, I mean, you, like you said before, it's kind of getting pretty big, right?
Right. Out of control.
Yes. Yep. So if that's like too much, or if you're on the East Coast, I do offer an alternative. I was just out at Historic Weekend at Lime Rock Park.
Yeah. You know, And here's the deal, especially for those on the East Coast, because 12 things when it comes to the Monterey weekend, you know, and if we just name them off, first of all, for those on the East Coast, travel is expensive. Okay. But if you're coming out there and you own one of those multi-million-dollar cars, obviously money is not a problem. But still, finding a hotel, even if you have the money, is a problem. The traffic is so horrendous that, fortunately, I was with Nissan and Infiniti, and we were doing some stuff out there. So I had a driver taking me around. Now, that was cool, I got to tell you. Because,
oh, that's nice.
You know, but even then, I found myself waiting for an hour for the guy to pick me up when I called him, and he was, like, right up the hill. And I'm like,
sure.
I go, yeah. How long? He goes, well, I'm just right up the hill. And then he got there shaking his head like, oh, dude, you have no idea what. I mean, it's right up the hill. So,
well,
you know, and then it just goes there,
like,
you know.
I would tell you.
Well, I'm just saying, that's the tip of the iceberg because of
sure.
It's turned into a bit of a zoo. So, yes, I would actually one of these days like to go to Lime Rock because it is after Pebble Beach. So tell us about it.
Right. Well, so it's also part of that sort of vintage racing circuit that includes Pebble Beach, Lime Rock, and then after that, Watkins Glen. It's in like the northwest corner of Connecticut, so it's kind of accessible from New York. It's in the middle of nowhere, so your only traffic jam is if you get stuck behind a tractor. And in terms of accommodations, you know, outside of the couple of hotels that are around there, most folks, including the racers, are camping out in the infield.
What?
And so, oh yeah, I've done that a bunch of times. I bring my tent, and it's the most, if you're like a real car guy or car girl, you're into the classics, and you just love sort of like the romance behind the car, like the opening 20 minutes of Steve McQueen's Le Mans, where you see the folks getting out of the tents.
Right.
It's kind of what it's like. Huh. You know, you set up the tent, you get woken up at 8 a.m, and there's, you know, Fiat 124s buzzing by, and you go and you walk around from corner to corner watching stuff. And it's amazing. I mean, there was BMW 3.0 CSLs there. There was old Stingray Corvettes racing. The mark of honor was Bugatti. So you had Bugattis from the 20s and 30s. You know, there was probably about $50 to $60 million worth of car out there racing during the Bugatti heat. And these guys are going at it.
Right, right. You know, it's funny. I'm picturing the snake pit at a NASCAR event, the infield. We're not talking that kind of a camp out thing. I mean, it's civilized.
No, this place is cut out of like bucolic rolling green hills.
Okay.
sort of near the Berkshires. Okay. You have to go through the Berkshires to get to it. So, you know, I brought my girlfriend with me, and I think she was sort of ready for that snake pit experience. And she got there, she was kind of blown away.
It's more Indiana Jones style of tents and things like that. Are we talking?
It's lush. I mean, and people bring these gigantic Winnebagos. But, you know, we just had our pop tent and, yeah. And you know, we grilled steaks and I woke up and did, you know, fried eggs as, you know, Bugattis are racing by. And what's really cool is the access. I mean, you know, from going to Monterey, a lot of these events are, you know, there's an exclusivity. Everything's roped off.
Right.
This is, you know, you get your wristband for the weekend and you bring your camera and you get to walk around. You get to go up to the pits. You get to look at everything. You know, we befriended some folks from KTR Motorsport. They had us in and sort of, you know, gave us some snacks and beer down in their pit, and that was great. And it's just such a cool weekend. And the really cool thing is, a while back, some cranky neighbor, you know, caused a stir, and now they can't race on Sundays. So Lime Rock made lemonades from lemon. Now they shut down the track and have a whole concourse that lines the entire track, and all the folks walk the track and get to check out the
car. Oh, that is cool right there. That team, to me,
yep.
You know, because sometimes – you know, come on, no matter who you are, it's like that gets old after a little bit, you know. And so to be able to, you know, kind of experience that for, you know, a day or two, whatever, and then to have kind of a wine and cheese day sounds a little more, you know, kind of a little more fun. But, you know, and was there any big crashes or anything during the historic races? Because we had one at, what was that, Laguna Seca. That completely flew up into the air, did a twist, kind of end over and land back on its wheels. But there was parts everywhere. I think the guy broke his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, these cars are old. So anything crazy at yours?
Well, I had read about that crash you're talking about.
Yeah.
The one thing that happened was there was like some guy had a C1 Corvette that he spun out coming right before the downhill. If anybody knows Lime Rock, right before the bridge. And so that was a bit of a thing, but everybody came away unscathed. The crazy part was during the Bugatti race, there's, for anybody that knows Lime Rock, there's the big bend turn one, and then a left-hander at turn three. And one of the Bugattis went up onto two wheels when it caught an edge on the end of the track and almost rolled over.
You know, interesting, the founder of Automobile Magazine actually did that, and I think in an MG, where he actually flipped over and it skidded on his head and wore through his helmet right into the side of his head and wore into his skull, and it stopped just before it got to his brain.
Roll cages for me.
Yeah, right. And yes, and really good helmets, not those cool-looking classic ones. Let's take a little break. We're talking with George Kennedy III, and this is The Drive. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, we're talking with George Kennedy III. He was talking about the Lime Rock Historic Weekend. And it's every Labor Day weekend, George says, that during the commercial break, that they have the Concours on Sunday. But because Monday is Labor Day, they have one more day of racing. So very cool. All right, George, what else? By the way, hold on. I got to do this. Our show brought to you in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. There you go. Got to take care of that business side. What else you been doing, brother?
Well, you know, you just mentioned Subaru, and they have like a really enthusiastic core of owners. And I do some work with the Lars Anderson Auto Museum in Brookline, Mass. And what's been really cool to see in the last 10 or so years is they've really taken on this cars and coffee concept that is across the country.
Right.
But what's cool is that, you know, what I came into the industry in 2007, 2008, which was kind of an interesting time to come in, right?
Right.
In terms of, you know, the car apocalypse. But also as an enthusiast who was raised on Top Gear and Steve McQueen's Le Mans, it was weird because there wasn't really a lot for me as an enthusiast. It was like I'd go to a ride night at an ice cream place and you see 20 of the same 57 Chevy Bel Air, which is great. It's awesome to see that that's out there. But there wasn't that unique niche European stuff out there. And, you know, this what happened in Boston the last 10 years is the growth of that community. Mm. So we put together a storytelling series called Motormouth. We've had a few already at the museum, and this was all people that we figured were integral to that growth of that really unique Boston car culture.
Mm-hmm.
So we had speakers like Safi Barkawi, who runs a shop called AVI Boston, and they have this philosophy called OEM Plus. The idea being that, like, they do modifications. You go in there with your Corvette or Ferrari and ask for very specific modifications. He does it in a very elegant way that looks like it could have been optioned from the factory, but it's something totally different.
Mm. Do you have videos or any audio anywhere online about this?
Oh, yeah. We recorded the whole thing. We're going to get it up pretty soon, anderson.org. There should be a subpage for Motormouth. And then we also brought in a YouTuber who is also going to publish that. So I'll make sure I'll get the link for you as well.
Okay, and Lars, hold on, larsanderson.org, is that what you said?
That's right.
Okay, good, I wrote it down, I'll go check it out. Continue.
Yeah, and so we had some of the folks who have put together events like the Cars and Coffee, this guy Peter Ladas, who not only started Cars and Coffee in Boston, but also this event called Cars and Copters. About 10 years ago, it was a giant Cars and Coffee that they managed to get together a bunch of helicopter owners too. So kind of a very niche overlapping Venn diagram of enthusiasts. And he's now one of the guys who helps organize the Gold Rush Rally, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah. I want to do it one of these days.
Yeah. Well, so Peter now is taking his sort of organizational skills out to helping with Gold Rush. And now he's, you know, one of the integral people in terms of determining the route. So that was sort of the cross-section of people that we got together. And it was an awesome evening of them telling their stories. A lot of them paralleled mine in terms of looking for a car culture to call your own. Another guy who sort of fit that was Dan Bloom of Apex Driving Events. He had done a bunch of track days, paid good money, and felt that those track days weren't what he wanted personally as a driver, So he went out and created a track experience all his own. And I think Apex now has like done over 250 events. They've got like five tracks. They do stuff out on the East Coast. They're going national. And, you know, you've probably seen Apex at different tracks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just really cool to get that cross-section and say, look, here's where car culture is for a young crowd, not just in Boston, but nationally. And right. I wanted to get a core sample of these five or six different personalities that all sort of have a role in forming that car culture moving forward for the next generation.
Well, you know what? To me, these Cars and Coffee things are, they're kind of a slice of heaven, because we get caught up in our fast, crazy lives and we forget to stop, breathe, talk to people about something other than business and all of our frustrations of life. You just can't do that when you're hanging around cars. You forget about it and you're kind of off and running. So I would suggest anybody, if there's a Cars and Coffee in your town, ask some guy with a classic car or gal. Just say, hey, yeah, do you do any Cars and Coffee thing? And they're like, yeah, every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. It's like, boom, go there.
And look, as cool as the cars are, what really brings it all together are the people.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, well, that's what I'm talking about. You don't talk to cars, you talk to people. You talk to people about cars. All right, I got to take a break for some news. George Kennedy, you can find him at cargurus.com, boston.com/section/cars. Or you can go to George's YouTube channel, George Kennedy III. Also, that website was larsanderson.org for what he's been doing with Motormouth. George, thank you so much, brother.
Thanks as always, man.
All right, we'll take a little break, some news, and another hour of this crazy car stuff. It's The Drive. Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, there's been a lot going on in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, one thing we have to talk about, too, by the way, is the fact that we lost Burt Reynolds. So to do that just a little bit, we're going to talk with Dennis Collins, my buddy. Collins Brothers Jeep, part of the Fast and Loud crew on Discovery Channel, plays with Richard Rollins and Gas Monkey Garage, but he has his own thing going. And Dennis, I know through watching you now for, I don't know, a decade plus, that you are on a trajectory upward with all this Jeep stuff, and now more and more Jeep stuff coming out. And then when a Jeep truck comes out, I don't even know what to say about that. Did I hear a rumor, though? Before we get going, I want to talk about Burt and all the rest, but did I hear a rumor that you put a Hellcat engine in a Jeep Wrangler? Is this true?
Absolutely. Yesterday, we just finished the final test and tune on it, and we did the Richard from Gas Monkey Garage did a shout-out and say, hey, I want you to do a burnout for Burt, which we've got this kind of going viral on social media, and Instagram, and at the Dennis Collins, my Facebook page.
Okay.
So we pulled it out. Now, we've got this JK Wrangler with a Hellcrate in it on 60s front and rear diffs at 40-inch tires, and it will absolutely boil the 40-inch tires.
Okay, so is that available at the Dennis Collins on your Facebook page? Is that what you're saying? The burnout?
It is. We just posted it.
Okay.
So check that out. And we did that in honor of Burt Reynolds. And then I called out Chip Foose to do the next burnout. So hopefully it'll keep going and we'll get a huge following for burnouts for Bert. I think it was a huge loss. And you know, I know you knew him well, and yes. I was honored enough to meet him probably 10 times and have conversations with him. It's a drag.
It is a drag. You know what? I got to tell you, we all know him, that he's been in pain with you know, many issues, back issues especially, very difficult to work and walk and live, you know. So my dad's 90. I know Richard's dad is going through, you know, living hell. At some point, it's like it's okay to check out, I think, when, you know, when the time is right. And I don't know whether the time was right for him, but I don't want to live in constant pain like that. But then again, I'm not there, so it's hard for me to, you know, to say what it would be like to be there. But God bless him. Godspeed. Burt Reynolds left us all with a whole lot of fun in our lives and memories of all the great movies and all the things he did. He's going to be very well missed, you know?
I agree.
Oh,
I agree.
Dear, dear, dear. So let me ask you now, the Hell Crate Wrangler that you did, you sold all those because you had Hellcat engines in crates that you were selling. You sold all those.
We have a few left, and we have sold some to some key people. But our next, what we're working on now, is a Hell Crate in a brand new JL. Mm. So we hope to unveil that at SEMA. We believe we'll have the first properly operating Hellcat engine in a JL, and we have another big surprise that'll be on top of that motor, but I'm just not going to tell you that because I want people to see it at SEMA.
Okay.
But you mentioned the Jeep truck.
Yes.
Okay, it keeps getting put off and put off and put off. So what did we do here? We took a brand new 2018 and made a Jeep truck, and we just finished it.
Wow.
So if you want to see that, there's only one, and I believe it'll be the only 2018 Jeep truck available. And you can see that at cbjeep.com. We just finished it, just posted it.
CB Jeep for Collins Brothers Jeep. They also have Black Mountain Jeep products, BLKMTNJeep.com, Black Mountain. How is the kind of the partner network going for Black Mountain products?
It is fantastic. We're actually in the process of loading our next licensee, which is going to be in San Antonio. Mm. And we just shipped our licensee's load of parts last week to Tomball. So if you go to BLKMTNJeep.com, you will see those websites in Tomball, Texas, and San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's going great. The only big thing we're having to fight right now are these new tariffs. So,
Yeah, that's right.
If you guys are thinking about doing any major upfits on your 2007 to 2018 JK Wranglers, go to BLKMTNJeep.com because the prices are about to go up by 25%. Everybody's having to deal with this.
Wow.
So this is a good time to spend your money and save 25% on parts if you're ready to upfit your Wrangler.
All right. BLKMTN for Black Mountain, BLKMTNJeep.com. Dennis Collins going to be right back. More talk about some of the other cars and stuff he's working on. You're listening to The Drive. We'll be right back. Like a boomer.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real-world reviews. Find us online at TheDriveWithAlanTaylor.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Well, yes, this is the All-American Rejects. That's the band, Dirty Little Secret. The dirty little secret about this All-American reject, Dennis Collins, is that he does more than Gas Monkey Garage, Fast and Loud, Collins Brothers Jeep. He is a all things automotive aficionado. I'm watching him on Facebook, The Dennis Collins. I'm watching that grow from, you know, thousands to tens of thousands to now, you know, past 100,000. I don't know. Probably closer to 200,000, but your audience continues to grow because you're just a dyed-in-the-wool car fanatic. And so maybe you could talk
about some
of the other fun cars, because you buy and sell cars. You've had an ad running for how many years now about, you know, the, you know, Wanted Dead or Alive?
My Wanted Dead or Alive ads that I have in the local newspapers, Dallas Morning News and the neighborhood papers, have been in there for 37 years.
Oh my God.
And my Wanted Dead or Alive ads.
Yeah.
Hemmings have been in there for 34 years, and now we've got our social media side is classicsdeadoralive.com, which we're looking for these cars.
It's awesome.
Or you can go to social@cbjeep.com.
Social at CBJeep.
We have found some great cars lately.
Like what? Give us an example.
Here's one that I, you know, if you guys watch, I use the term Holy Grail. Some people think I use it a little bit too loosely, but let's see what you think. 1967 Corvette. Special ordered by Irv Ribicki, Chevrolet design engineer, and delivered to Zone 502, code 00, which is the Chevrolet Engineering Center.
Ooh.
This car was used at the engineering center as a test mule from 1967 to 1973.
Wow.
There's nothing has ever been unearthed like this. And I have all the paperwork to document it. And which is absolutely incredible, and the NCRS guys flipped out when I sent them to them recently.
I bet.
They pulled the gas tank out. Nobody's ever pulled it out. At the bottom of the sticker, it says, tagged for Chevrolet Engineering Center per Irv Ribicki.
Wow. Now, where did you find this? Did this come in through the website or just people that know that you, you know, are looking for these classics? Or That's crazy.
Well, the story is really incredible on this car. We could talk for an hour on it. But one of my finders I have in the Detroit area who worked in the Chevrolet division has chased cars for me up there for many years. He knew about this car. Everybody at the engineering center wanted this car because they used this car as a test bed for the L68, the L71, the L88, the L89, the wheels, the side pipes, everything. All the employees wanted it. They didn't want it crushed. So Chevrolet said, fine. They held a drawing in the cafeteria one day, and everybody got to enter.
Oh my gosh. The guy's
name that was pulled out, his name was John Cault, and he was a supervising engineer at the plant, and he bought it in 1973. And I picked it up out of his garage.
Oh, my gosh, man. So is it for sale? Are you going to fix it up, restore it?
It is for sale. I posted it today.
Okay. Well, there you go. So you posted what, on Facebook, on The Dennis Collins?
I actually posted on the Collins Brothers site, cbjeep.com.
Okay.
I believe that there's huge up potential for a collector, you know, that can further document this car, but we have unearthed some incredible documents. Another neat thing it has that none of the NCRS guys have ever seen is it has a sticker on the rearview mirror that says SE1. That was parking place number one at the Chevrolet Engineering Center.
That's so awesome. That is awesome. So, but here's the deal. So this is for the listeners of our show here, CB for Collins Brothers, cbjeep.com. You would never think to find vehicles like Dennis has, because he unearths, as he calls it, you know, barn finds and things that have been just lying dormant in the dark in somebody's garage, like this one in Detroit, for years and years and years. And so that this is kind of like a gold mine for many people that are the collectors, cbjeep.com. And, you know,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say this is a kind of a neat little find for until the rest of the world finds out. Go ahead. We got to take a break in a minute.
Two other cool cars on it. We just found 69 Ram Air 3 Firebird, 4-speed car, numbers matching.
Yep.
That's actually rare in a 69 Trans Am. And we have a 1971 AMC Javelin factory NASCAR.
Oh, my gosh, right? And who would go looking at a Jeep website? cbjeep.com, Dennis Collins, The Dennis Collins on Facebook. You can check out his Jeep products at BLKMTN Jeep for Black Mountain Jeep products, BLKMTNJeep.com. Dennis, thank you, sir. Say hello to your wife and daughter for me and son. And,
yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too, bro.
Time.
Take care.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. More of The Drive right after this.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
My dad is a proud doer. always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Craftsman. We build pride. And so do you, using great tools. And I'm proud to be involved. Carl Brower joining us now after talking to Dennis Collins from Fast and Loud on Discovery Channel. We talked to a man who actually lives a fast and loud lifestyle. He also owns a Dodge Demon and a Ford GT from 2005. Luckiest man in the world. But I heard a rumor. Carl. Is the rumor true?
What are you talking about? That car is like my life. How could I ever let that car go?
The rumor is that you sold the GT.
What? That car's defined me for like 13 years. I can't let that car go. Come on.
Yeah, all right. I saw pictures on the web. You sold it.
Fake news. Fake news.
No, you sold it. I saw the handshake. Oh, my gosh. I can't. Carl Brower has literally lived this car. As a young man, he sold a couple of body parts. We can't talk about where they're located. You know, down south, let's just say that. Point is, he got the money together and the payments and whatever it took to buy the car of his dreams. He just sold it because the next car of his dreams, the new GT, is now ordered, and you ordered it. And when is it due in, by the way? And by the way, congratulations for selling your other one, but when is the new one due?
The new one is due, give or take, January. Might be December, might be February, but somewhere in there.
Wow. Did we ever talk about what color you ordered? Or are you keeping that a secret?
You know what? I'll tell you the color, but there are some secret components of mine that Ford hasn't actually released that are kind of unique about the 19 model year options. Yeah. But I can tell you the color is liquid blue.
Ooh.
But it's going to have a twist to it, to mine.
Okay,
so it'll be cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Well, gosh. You know, I can't even imagine what that was like. I watched the little video of you saying goodbye to your car. I kind of felt bad for you because, I mean, that's such an iconic car. But obviously you're human, and to afford to keep that one and buy the new one, it's just impossible. So you had to deal with it. You sold it to a buddy of yours. Are you at liberty to tell anybody where it went?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he's a relatively well-known guy, Doug DeMuro, who's got a lot of presence on YouTube as an automotive reviewer, 2 million subscribers, and just really well liked and widely watched. He picked it up. It's been his dream car since he drove one a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And he's only about an hour and a half south of me in San Diego, and we officially have agreed on first right of refusal for me. So
if I can,
you know, make my finances work in the next 2 to 3 years, it could very well come back to me. And in the meantime,
well,
he's going to enjoy it. He's going to drive it. He's going to feature it on his YouTube channel. I'm thrilled, actually.
Yeah, well, that's good. My biggest mistake is when I sold my Shelby GT500 Super Snake convertible that I got from Carol Shelby. I sold it back to the Ford dealer in Southern California where I bought it 6 years earlier for more money than I had paid for it brand new because Carol Shelby had passed away. I don't know where they sold it. You know, it got a new home. I can get the information because I know them. But I was thinking about it. Just as a matter of fact, watching you sell yours to a buddy of yours, I thought, God, that's so smart. Because if you ever want it back, which I already want my GT500 back. I want it back.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2007, and I want it back. I missed the car. Now, I do have to say that car has been airborne. It has done things that cars are not designed to do. But that's because I'm a bit of a, you know, knucklehead, as you know. I have not got my Demon airborne. It may have caught a little air I didn't see when I did spin it at 120. But I did, yeah, it did do a 360 at 120 miles an hour from letting off the gas, everybody. Just so you know, that's how powerful this car is. Carl has one, too, the Dodge Demon. I was doing like a burnout, you know, as far as I could go. And it was like it was endlessly burning out. I was doing about somewhere between 150 and 125 somewhere when it finally let go, because I let off the gas and the car just did a 360. And luckily nothing happened. I have a new respect for that car. But yes, we do. And Carl and I have been airborne together in an Aston Martin. And then I, you know, many years ago had him film me catching air. That's my thing. I like to get cars into the air. The front of our cars, the front of the Demons will come off the ground. That's called popping a wheelie. And both of us own one of those. I'm just glad that you're able to keep the Demon and have the GT that's coming also. Are you? That's the question.
Yeah, and that's kind of the deal, you know, Alan. I knew when I saw the Demon, I should say, at the press intro over a year ago, that I really wanted one. And I knew when I committed to buying one, and Tim Kuniskis was nice enough to help me out there,
right,
that I probably would have to get rid of the old GT. I knew it's like whatever chance you had of keeping both of them pretty much flew away when you went, decided to buy a new Demon.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, I don't hear anyone crying in their beer for me, and I certainly hope they aren't. Because,
right,
again, just keep this all in perspective. I could have had an old GT or a new GT. Now I have a Dodge Demon and a new GT. You know, I mean, I think life's still going to be survivable. I'll get by somehow.
Well, so. I think it's fair to say that knowing what the GTs are going for, not talking about what you sold for, but I know that from what you paid for that car back in 2005 and what you must have sold it for, because he's just not going to tell anybody, maybe the Demon was the benefit, you know, the benefit of it. Is it that?
Yes.
If, you know, right?
Yeah, so, good way to think of it. That's a good way to put it.
Good move, Carl. Let's take a break. I want to come back, find out what's going on in your world. I just drove the Cadillac XT4, a nice new little small premium SUV. And must say, a very, very nice little SUV. Some of the information is embargoed. I think by the time this airs, it'll probably be okay to talk about it. I also drove a $120,000 BMW MX6, the SUV. OMG, that's all I can say. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated mpg. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Bridgestone. They're passionate about making tires you can count on when it matters most. It's like when you drive like Carl Brower and I. Carl Brower is with Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, Auto Trader, Dealer.com. He's the kind of the big kahuna. And Carl, so yeah, I drove this $120,000 BMW X6 M. And I got to tell you, this is an SUV, but this is no normal SUV. When you add M to anything on BMW, for the most part, if it's the full M package, it is crazy. But then, of course, the price goes way up too, because what's it start life at? It's still over $100,000, $104,000, and then they add the executive package, which is another, looks like $6,100. Sonoma beige leather, $2,900. Nav with pedestrian detection and all that stuff. Anyway, from $104,000, they add $15,000 on top of that with technology and some extra tchotchkes in there. But, you know, 16 miles to the gallon, average 14 in the city, 19 on the highway. An amazing machine. That's all I can say. That sounded like Regis Philbin didn't. Amazing, Alan. Amazing. Anyway.
I think you need to make a lifeline here. But anyway.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what's fabulous about, you know, 2018 and beyond, is that we have vehicles that are really flexible and roomy inside and are pulling performance numbers that most capable performance cars of about 10 years ago couldn't have pulled. So, it's an amazing
world. Well, when SUVs are doing like 3.5 seconds, 0 to 60, that's insane, you know? I mean, come on, right? Anyway.
Right.
What have you been driving?
Well, and speaking of larger vehicles with high passenger capacity that do things that they shouldn't be able to do, I am scheduled to drive the new Mercedes-AMG GT four-door coupe. It's basically like their Panamera next week in Austin. And the kind of numbers that these things are claiming, you know, I haven't driven it yet, and I'm sure all the impressions are embargoed after I do. But they've already, let out numbers like 3.3, 0 to 60, and 3.1 for the 60, you know, the AMG GT 63 and 63S with either 577 horsepower or 630 horsepower.
Remind me.
0 to 60 time.
Yeah, remind me, what do our demons do again?
They're 2.65 under best conditions. NASCAR's run when they pulled the 9-second quarter mile, I believe they were getting 2.6. No, I'm sorry. I think it's like 2.3. They're 2.3.
Yeah, 9.65 quarter mile. I was going to say, what are you smoking?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. It's 9.65 quarter mile,
right.
2.3 or 2.1 if you use the rollout, one-foot rollout that most magazines use. Then it's down to a 2.1, supposedly 0 to 60 on our demon.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so 3.3 or 3.1 0 to 60 out of this four-door Mercedes coupe that is just, it's an all-new model.
You got to hand it to
debuting.
You got to hand it to them.
Yeah.
So the AMG GT was a smaller GT car, Gran Turismo, expensive machine. Anytime, again, it's like BMW with M. Anytime you add AMG, same kind of a thing. It's a performance division. Big money. But this is called a four-door coupe, I heard you say. So,
yeah.
And like Porsche Panamera is their sports car with four doors. So Mercedes is going to try and compete in that arena. Interesting.
Yeah, they're coming out with a dedicated, you know, and they've always had, like, they had the CLS, which was kind of another four-door coupe design with a swoopy roof, but that was still a Mercedes-Benz. That was not a Mercedes-AMG. So, this is it's a whole new deal from them, and I'm expecting to be impressed because I know that the two-door version has impressed everyone who's been near one. So.
All right, back to the fact that I drove my demon to work today, okay?
nice.
Honestly, I mean, I think that we are amongst, you guys forgive us, we have to geek out a little bit every now and then when we talk about these silly cars we have. The Dodge Demon, we are amongst a group of 3,300 people, probably more like 3,250 because they've wrecked a few and, you know, a few of them are just sitting in garages. The guy behind me has one. He's afraid to drive it. He hasn't even cracked how many miles? 200 miles? 900 miles. Yeah, he's sitting right here. He's got 900 miles. I got like 4,000 miles on mine already.
The other one's got none.
The other one he says has this. So there's a lot of people that are not driving these Dodge Demons. But think about what happens to you when you get behind the wheel. First thing that happens when you start it up, you smile. That's the first thing that happened. So you have changed the entire day for yourself. So I said earlier in the show, I come to work in a Dodge Demon. I am in a good mood for the rest of the day. That is so weird that a car can do that to you, right?
Yeah. It's absolutely true. And that's what's going to be so interesting about this whole autonomous self-driving thing, right, Alan?
Right.
I mean, I think it's great if people who are stuck on the 405 have an option to not have to deal with it. Believe me, I'm a big fan of that. But the idea that you somehow have a machine that interacts with you and changes your mood and for the better and makes you a happy person and all – that's kind of sad to think that we could end up in a world at some point where that just doesn't happen anymore. So.
Yeah, it's really, it's kind of a bizarre thing to think what is going to happen when people are not driving their cars. They're just sitting there working. And I was talking about it earlier on the show I do with Entrepreneur, kind of about the kind of the workaholics that we've all become because we live in this 24-hour, nonstop, connected world.
Always you know? On. Yeah, always on. Yep.
Yeah, it's weird. What do you know about this company, Rivian, R-I-V-I-A-N, Rivian? You know, a buddy of ours, Mike McHale, used to be at Subaru and at Mini before that, is a director of communications. It's not something I was familiar with. I thought maybe I could put you on the spot and say, it's a new company making cars. I think they have something to do with the autonomous world.
I think it's a lot like Faraday Future. I think they're another company that is in the budding, stage. They don't have any vehicles that anyone can go near or buy or even test drive, but they are working on EV as well as advanced technology.
Right, and I think some off-road stuff.
More of them all the time.
Now, you said it, though. Yeah. What about Faraday Future? They had some big old plans at the Consumer Electronics Show like 2 years ago, and all of a sudden they just kind of went real quiet. Do you know anything else?
Yeah, and then they got a big infusion of cash recently, and they've got some people who work in there now that have worked in some pretty impressive places. You got John Schilling, who was a Nissan and an Audi guy, and you got Matt Davis, who was also another Nissan guy.
Oh, and, well, wait a minute. David E. Davis' son.
Jacob Brown.
Oh, right.
Yeah, David E. Davis' son is there now, and Jacob Brown just jumped over there from Mazda. So they're pulling in some names, and I think they probably have a balance sheet that now looks pretty solid, like they can make something happen. So.
Okay, last one, and I know because I know it's like he's like, I can only talk to you for 5 minutes. Okay, what about, what do you think about Elon Musk smoking pot and saying all kinds of crazy stuff on, video? I mean, it's like, you can't deny that. What's going on there?
Well, I think a lot of people over the last few years might have been saying to themselves, depending on what Elon was saying, and going, man, what is he smoking? And now we know.
We know.
But I think that was unfortunate just because you're the head guy of a publicly traded company. And I think image, perception's reality. You and I know this, Alan. Yeah. And I don't think you want to send the message that you are steering a multi, billion-dollar company that's got publicly traded. And you're doing it with, you're using not the illegal substances in this state anymore, but creative substances and maybe questionable substances in a lot of people's minds to help you figure out how to steer it. I don't know if that's the message you want to send.
Altered states, I mean, we want clear thinking people. Yeah. Yikes. He needs to get behind the wheel of a demon. That does it for me. I don't have to take any drugs. I don't have to drink. I just smile. I get in a good mood. Carl Brower, thank you, brother. Congratulations. I know you're excited about the new GT, the Ford GT 2019. We'll be talking about it on this show. Where can people follow you to kind of keep an eye on what you're going to do with this new thing and all the rest?
Yeah, I'm putting up regular videos on carlbrower.com. So if they want to come see me there, I've got videos and updates going every day on the new Demon and the new Ford GT that's coming.
All right. KBB.com is where he works. Kelly Blue Book, he's one of the head dudes there. Carl Brower, my buddy. Thank you, bro.
Great talking to you, Alan.
All right, we'll take a little break. It is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. This, of course, is the perfect music. Don't Fear the Reaper. My personal Reaper, Josh Hancock, on the line with us.
You never know when I may be coming to get you.
It is The Drive. That's exactly right. And he is driving on The Drive. What are you driving, Josh Hancock?
I'm in the car. Okay. So I have said on this radio show before, I spend most of my time, when not in a press car, in a 2017 Mustang GT with a 6-speed manual transmission.
Right.
I recently re-injured my shoulder, making it impossible for me to drive with my left hand and shift. So I have got a 2018 Mustang GT 5.0 with a 10-speed automatic.
Honest to God, I feel stupid, and I'll just say this on the air, and I know that's okay with you because you try and make me look stupid on the air, which is fine with me because I do it back to you. But I really thought when they said they were going to put a 10-speed in the Mustang, I thought everybody that was doing that was trying to play a joke on me because I thought, what do you need a 10-speed in a car for, right? But it's true, and you're driving it, so,
I am. I will. A little bit of background is that this transmission was developed jointly between General Motors and Ford Motor Company.
Right. Evidently,
so they each use the transmission, only they use it differently.
Right. Evidently, a very robust transmission. They're using it in all kinds of stuff, which I think personally is brilliant, you know?
Well, I'll tell you why it's brilliant, because other transmissions that have had multiple gears like this, you don't know that you may be skipping three or four gears with this car. Mm. You might as well be in a five-speed automatic for all you know. It doesn't come through a bunch of gears.
Right.
It just does it perfectly.
Now, I can hear that.
What it does do that is different is that you're paddling 10 gears.
Ah, with the paddle shifter you're talking
and
about.
And I was, yes. And so the only thing that I don't think anybody thought of there is that when you are driving along and you want to use the paddle to slow down, let's say, even if you're not in sport, in most automobiles, if you hit the paddle, even if you're in drive mode, the paddle's going to work, right?
Yeah.
So if you quickly hit this paddle, the problem is you're in 10th gear. Now, in order to make the car come down, you got to click it four or five times.
Well, but it should be an intelligent transmission. You would think that it would go directly from 10 to 6 or something if you know, I don't know.
Well,
maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Actually, no, you wouldn't want that because you want the paddle to do exactly what you're telling it to
true.
Do. That's what paddles do.
Yeah.
You do not want it to be skipping around. You want it to skip around when it's in automatic.
Okay, but if you give throttle pressure, you push down on the gas really hard, you're telling now, not using the paddles, you're telling the car, the computer in the car, I want to haul butt, and it will downshift and rev match to give you whatever you need to do that pass. And I think it would go from like 10th gear to like 5th or 6th, whatever it needed to do. But you're right. The manual transmission mode.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're right. Wow. That's actually, that kind of could be fun. I don't know. Is it?
Well, it's very fun. I have to say the transmission's so good and the car is very fast.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the argument now about a stick being faster, it really, you know, for track and everything else,
yeah,
it makes no sense because this car is fast.
No, you know what it is? It's really,
wow.
They've known that the paddle shifter is a lot faster for a long time. It shifts in like an eighth of a second or something ridiculous. But there's two schools. There's the old school guys that want to shift that will always take the dare. I'll beat you. And, you know, of course, when they find out that the electronic shift cars are much faster. And then there's the, you know, the people that of today who love all this electronics and don't want to have to push in a clutch and all that kind of stuff. I'm a little of both schools. You know that I have a Viper with a 6-speed manual, and I love shifting gears. I love the mechanical nature of that. But I also happen to love the Demon that I'm driving, and it has paddles on it. And, you know, I mean, I'm enjoying the best of all worlds right now. Hang tight, Josh. Josh Hancock, he is the man in the film and television world that matches the car with the character. And he's going to tell us a little bit about, evidently, Bad Boys coming back. Will Ferrell's Bad Boys. I should have played that song. Too late. We'll take a little break. It is The Drive.
Then I saw her face.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real world reviews. Find us online at TheDriveWithAlanTaylor.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And I'm talking with Josh Hancock from joshcar.com. He is the man that matches the character with the car in all things film and television. And but before we get to that, because I do have a little bit of a question, Josh Hancock, about the Bad Boys movie remake. They're making a lot of remakes these days. You know, I mean, it's like Golden Girls TV show, of course. You know, all kinds of bizarre remakes. What's old is new again. Is that right? Is that what's going on?
Well, it's because nobody has any new ideas. Oh, I didn't say that.
Right.
Also, you know, they're making Top Gun.
Yeah, right. A new remake. Well, isn't that done with Tom Cruise? Is it done already?
No. Hasn't even started shooting.
Oh, I thought it was. Well, because we've been talking about. That's the thing. You talk about stuff so early that in my mind, it's like, we talked about that 6 months ago. Yeah. Well, that's good. Right.
I do want to just make one quick statement. I'm not giving up my standard transmission Mustang.
Yeah, well.
When my arm is better, I think this is a fantastic car, but I'm sticking with the stick. Just to be in that camp.
Good for you.
Manual forever.
Good for you.
Okay, all right. You know, need to make that statement.
Okay. Listen, I just crawled out of this BMW. I haven't talked about it very much. But the BMW Ultimate Driving Machine, the 2018 X6, kind of the big, interesting shaped, the M package. Yeah. And, you know, all I can say is technology, technology, technology. It's got every bit of technology. But then you add it to, all I can say is an SUV with attitude at $120,395. But I got to say, it had a very interesting shift to it. It's like the transmission. Uh-huh. I think when you buy an M vehicle, performance vehicle, you got to be ready for some unusual things about it. First of all, when you mash on the gas, you better make sure everybody is planted firmly in their seat, because otherwise they will be slammed into their seat. You know what I mean? It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Let me see. It also, by the way, had, the 4.4 liter BMW M twin power turbo V8 with 32 valve engine, variable valve timing, variable Vanos with Valvetronic, words I can't even say, Josh. Anyway, the point is that this thing is a monster.
Let's talk about this car for a minute, because this is a real small segment.
Yes, it is.
And I've got to think that they make this work because they use a lot of X5 shared parts and pieces with a different body.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and honestly, that's why it works, because this is a really personalized car.
Well, that's the whole M line is people that want a little more. They want the sound to be different. They want to be able to impress their friends by, when they get in their SUV, because there's still a little bit of a stigma from some about, you're driving a soccer mom car, and you're like, sit down, shut up, and roll on in. You know, it's like, what the heck was that? That's what you call M-power, you know? And I think that's what it is. It's like best of both worlds.
I mean, look, what you're basically saying, depending on what manufacturer it is that they are creating these high-performance versions.
Right.
When you need a car like that, you don't have to be in something that vehicle performs better than most sedans.
Oh, well, you know what?
I noticed
the tires. It only had like 5,000 miles on it. The tires were kind of getting worn. I'm sure it's been on the racetrack. Yeah. It was a media vehicle. Hey, do me a favor. We got 1 minute left. Tell me about Bad Boys.
Okay.
This is a super pre story about Bad Boys. What's going on there?
Well, no, just I haven't read the script yet. I'm pretty sure it's going to shoot in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, in Hollywood, 80% of the movies these days are shooting in Atlanta.
Right.
So I really don't have too much to say about it because I haven't read the script yet. Just the fact that it's coming back. And the history of it is that General Motors threw a lot of cars into the original. They released the Cadillac original CTS.
Right.
In Bad Boys.
Nah.
So that's the first time we saw that car.
Do me a favor. When you hear more about it, it's always fun to get the, the early news on that stuff. Bad Boys. Is Will Smith going to be in it? Do you know?
I cannot confirm that.
Okay. Josh Hancock, joshcar.com. He is the man that matches the film with the car, with the television, with the whatever. I don't know what he does. He's a car guy. Anyway.
Couple of things.
I'm Alan Taylor. Josh. Thank you, Josh. Have fun in that 10-speed Mustang. We will see you all next week.
Thank you, same time, Alan. Same channel.
Thank you, Josh. See you guys on Facebook. The Drive with Alan Taylor on Facebook or Josh Carr. See you then.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.